This is Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. Higher temperatures are spreading across the southern United States, bringing some relief to a region weary of winter weather. The region faces a challenging cleanup and expensive repairs from days of extreme cold and widespread power outages. In hard-hit Texas, where millions were warned to boil tap water before drinking it, the warm-up that began Saturday is expected to last for several days. President Joe Biden has declared a major disaster in Texas, directing federal agencies to help in the recovery. More than 70 deaths are being blamed on the weather. Over the weekend, more than 300,000 customers were without power, many of them in Texas, Louisiana, and Mississippi. Officials with the city of Shreveport's water department say they are making progress in water system repairs. As of Sunday, it has been reported that about 10,000 customers are still below minimum water service as line pressures are still low. The water system is expected to be fully restored by Tuesday, but most customers should see improvement in service before then. Shreveport water customers are still under a boil advisory. At last look on the city of Shreveport's government Facebook page, water can be picked up at Urey Middle School, Huntington and Byrd High School, and Independence Stadium and Southern University. You're listening to Red River Radio News.